The Adventures of the Little Dog Max.
小狗马克思的冒险。
Max is a small, curious dog who meets many animal friends in the park. Together they have exciting adventures and learn the true meaning of friendship.
马克思是一只好奇的小狗，在公园里遇到很多动物朋友。他们一起经历了激动人心的冒险，并学会了友谊的真正意义。
One day, Max walks in the park.
一天，马克思在公园散步。
He sees a little bird.
他看到一只小鸟。
The bird sings.
小鸟在唱歌。
Max is very happy.
马克思非常高兴。
He plays with the bird.
他和小鸟一起玩。
They run around.
他们跑来跑去。
Max meets a cat.
马克思遇到一只猫。
The cat is friendly.
猫很友好。
They become friends.
他们成为朋友。
Max and the cat chase butterflies.
马克思和猫一起追逐蝴蝶。
Butterflies fly in the sunshine.
蝴蝶在阳光下飞舞。
Max is tired.
马克思很累。
He rests under a tree.
他在树下休息。
The bird and the cat are by his side.
小鸟和猫在他身旁。
Max dreams of more adventures.
马克思梦想更多的冒险。
He knows there will be more fun days.
他知道会有更多有趣的日子。
Marie loves to cook and discovers new recipes every day.
玛丽喜欢做饭，每天都会发现新的食谱。
One day, when she goes to a new supermarket, she learns about different ingredients.
有一天，当她去一家新的超市时，她认识了不同的食材。
She prepares a special dinner for her friends.
她为朋友们准备了一个特别的晚餐。
She sees colorful fruits and vegetables in the supermarket.
她在超市里看到五颜六色的水果和蔬菜。
She buys some exciting new ingredients.
她买了一些令人兴奋的新食材。
Marie is busy in the kitchen all day.
玛丽在厨房里忙了一整天。
She prepares three dishes.
她准备了三道菜。
The first dish is a fresh fruit salad.
第一道菜是新鲜的水果沙拉。
She uses strawberries and blueberries.
她用了草莓和蓝莓。
The second dish is a vegetable soup.
第二道菜是蔬菜汤。
She uses broccoli and carrots.
她用西兰花和胡萝卜。
The third dish is homemade pizza.
第三道菜是自制披萨。
She uses mushrooms and cheese.
她用了蘑菇和奶酪。
The smell fills the air.
香味弥漫在空中。
The friends enjoy the dinner.
朋友们享用晚餐。
They thank Marie for her hard work.
他们感谢玛丽的辛勤工作。
Marie is happy for everyone.
玛丽为大家幸福。
She knows her cooking is magical.
她知道她的厨艺有魔力。
Tom finds an ancient weather prediction machine in an old library.
汤姆在一个古老的图书馆里发现了一台古董天气预报机。
He uses it to make weather forecasts, but does not realize that his predictions will change people's lives in his city.
他用它来进行天气预报，但没有意识到他的预测将改变他所在城市人们的生活。
Lisa juggles between her work at the office, her fitness program, and the daily challenges of life.
丽莎在办公室的工作、健身计划和日常生活的挑战之间来回奔波。
This story shows a typical day that requires her multitasking and organizational skills.
这个故事展现了一个典型的日子，需要她的多任务处理和组织能力。
Lisa's alarm rings at 6 a.m., and she quickly gets up.
丽莎的闹钟在早上六点响起，她迅速起床。
She takes a few minutes to meditate and prepare for the day.
她用几分钟来冥想，以为一天做好准备。
For breakfast, she enjoys a healthy bowl of oatmeal and fruit.
早餐时，她享用健康的燕麦片和水果。
Then, she rushes to her morning yoga class.
然后，她赶去参加上午的瑜伽课。
At the office, she sorts through emails and prepares a task list.
在办公室，她梳理电子邮件并制定任务清单。
Meetings begin, and she shares her ideas for a new project with the team.
会议开始，她与团队分享新项目的想法。
At lunchtime, she socializes with her colleagues and takes a moment to relax.
午餐时， 他与同事交流并放松片刻。
Afternoon is occupied with reports and project management.
下午被报告和项目管理占据。
After work, she hits the gym to do some strength training.
工作完成后，她到健身房锻炼力量。
Dinner is simple and relaxing, cooked at home.
晚餐简单而放松，她在家做饭。
In the evening, she dives into a good book, away from screens.
晚间，她沉浸在一本好书中，远离屏幕。
At 10 p.m., she prepares to sleep.
晚上10点，她准备入睡。
At the end of the day, she feels satisfied with her accomplishments.
一天结束时，她对自己的成就感到满意。
Lisa knows tomorrow is a new day.
丽莎知道明天还有新的一天。
She is confident that she can handle any more challenges that come.
再多挑战也能应对，她对此很有信心。
A music teacher navigates through a hectic day filled with lessons, rehearsals, and preparing for a big concert.
一个音乐老师通过喧嚣的日子，包含教学、排练和准备一个大型音乐会。
Alongside, he reflects on his passion for music and how it influences his life.
与此同时，他反思他对音乐的热爱以及他如何影响他的生活。
He always wakes up early in the morning, starting his day with music.
他总是在清晨醒来，借助音乐开始一天。
During breakfast, he listens to soft melodies by the dining table.
早餐时，他在餐桌旁聆听轻音乐。
Before classes, he accompanies himself with the piano in his office.
课前，他在办公室以钢琴为伴。
In the classroom, he imparts knowledge and shares music stories.
课堂上，他传授知识并分享音乐故事。
Lunchtime offers a brief moment of relaxation.
午餐时间提供短暂的放松机会。
However, he often uses this time to prepare for upcoming rehearsals.
然而，他常常用这段时间来为即将到来的排练做准备。
He practices new music pieces, perfecting the details.
他练习新音乐片段，完善细节。
Rehearsals are always intense and full of enthusiasm.
排练总是紧张而热情洋溢。
He draws inspiration from the students even as he guides them.
他在指导学生时也会从他们那里吸取灵感。
At dusk, the music teacher concludes his classes.
黄昏时，音乐教师结束了课程。
On his way home, he has already planned his adventures for the next day.
回家的路上，他已经为第二天的冒险计划做好了计划。
His family is the solace of music.
他的家庭是音乐的慰藉。
After dinner, family concerts are a habit.
晚饭后，家庭音乐会是习惯。
Energized children dance to the rhythm.
精力充沛的孩子们随着节拍起舞。
In the teacher's home, music is omnipresent.
教师在这个家中，音乐无处不在。
As night falls, gentle melodies accompany him into slumber.
当夜幕降临，安静的旋律伴随他进入梦乡。
In dreams, tomorrow's musical journey suddenly enriches.
在梦中，来日的音乐之旅顿时丰富。
The hidden stories behind the seasonal festivals.
隐藏在季节性节日背后的故事。
A profound exploration of the cultural and historical backgrounds of festivals and holidays around the world.
对全球节日和假日的文化和历史背景进行深入探索。
In many cultures, festivals carry multiple meanings.
在许多文化中，节日具有多重含义。
They often reflect changes in the natural cycles.
它们往往反映了自然周期的变化。
For instance, spring festivals often symbolize rebirth and renewal.
例如，春季的节日通常象征着重生和更新。